is an echo.
The only thing that cheats a woman out of the last word.
Correct. Pay that man $8. Can a letter box?
No, but a sardine can.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. As living proof to all you servicemen and women listening in over there that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wit, George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, and the man who sticks his neck out every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here is that fifth program again that must have escaped from an overheated furnace because it's just a lot of hot air. We have a board of experts who are so dumb they think Hungarian goulash is something Hungarians wear in rainy weather. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled Laughing Water or Holiday for Springs. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Thank you. I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's to a girl in Atlantic City. I met her there on a visit. When she looked at me in my bathing suit, she said, I give up. What is it?
Okay. I could have told her. All right. Next, we have a woman who has so many corns on her feet, she's afraid to sit in front of an open fireplace. A woman who doesn't worry about the housing shortage because there's always a vacancy in her head, Miss Lulu McConnell.
I went to see a ball game yesterday, Mr. Howard.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And there's a fellow sitting in back of me who kept hollering, sit down in front! Sit down in front!
Well, what did you say?
I told him I didn't bend that way.
All right. Next we have a man with so many wrinkles in his forehead, he has to screw his hat on. A man who couldn't get into Yale because he didn't know the combination, Mr. George Shelton.
Say, you know, Mr. Howard, I was almost late tonight. Yeah, I was walking along Broadway and it was very windy when suddenly something got in my eye.
What did you do?
I followed it.
You followed it.
Naturally.
Well, folks, you've just met the expert, so I'll pause while you say, so what? Anyhow, here's the first question on tonight's agenda. Pay attention. It happens to be a very simple question, so let's try and get an answer.
Yes.
Here it is. How much does a penny postcard cost?
Mr. Howard, would you mind repeating the question?
How much does a penny postcard cost?
Do you want the wholesale price or the retail price?
Mr. McNaughton, why do you act so silly?
Who's acting?
I forgot. Haven't any of you ever bought any postcards?
Oh, yes, Mr. Howard, rather. Indeed, I have.
Well, were they penny postcards?
Oh, dear, no. No, they were five for a nickel.
Five for a nickel.
Well, you know, everything has gone up in price, you know.
Yeah, all right. Will you please answer the question? It's about postcards.
I had a card from my old man today, and he's not enjoying himself at all.
What's he doing?
10 years.
Too bad.
The question is, how much does a penny postcard cost? I'll give you a hint. It would be the same as 1 cent.
Oh, scent. Oh, speaking about scent, that very nice perfume you're wearing tonight, Miss McConnell.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
I got it from the common sewer.
Yeah, it smells like a common sewer.
This is awful.
Oh, my word.
Is that so? Well, I'll have you know this is Junkie Club. $10 an ounce.
$10? Here, smell this.
What's that?
Garlic, 10 cents a bunch.
Please, will you guys stop smelling each other and get back to the question?
I say, Miss McConnell, tell me, how do you like this perfume I'm wearing?
That's lovely.
Yes?
What's the name of it? An evening in Cairo?
No, a night in a cattle car.
What did you have to spend to get it?
A night in a cattle car.
Yes. Well, I bought some new perfume today that cost $75 an ounce.
Boy, that's paying through the nose.
Paying hard.
Luella!
Where'd you get that fella?
Luella? Where'd you get that fella?
Oh!
What a lucky girl you are, Luella. Cinderella would envy you, Luella, if she ever saw you with your fella. I know he weighs a ton. I know his feet are flat. But after all, in times like these, a girl gets used to that. Hey, Luella, where'd you get that fella? Tell me where you got him, Luella.
Here's the next question. In what season of the year is a bathing suit worn?
Are you referring to a man or a woman's bathing suit?
All right, makes no difference. So we'll say a woman's bathing suit.
That's more interesting.
I see. Yes. All right, tell us. In what season of the year is a bathing suit worn?
Well, Mr. Hart, old boy, that would all depend on the material from which the bathing suit was made, you see. You see, the young lady's bathing suit would probably be made and probably worn in a short time.
If it was cheap material. Yes. Mr. McNaughton, I'm not interested in how long or short the bathing suit is.
Boy, are you getting old?
Am I?
You know, you know, talking about that, I used to be a lifesaver.
Oh, really? What flavor?
What flavor?
You know, last summer, I saved a woman's life. And when I brought her ashore, her husband was standing right there on the beach.
Oh, really? What did he do?
Well, I said to him, say, buddy, that'll cost you $50.
Yeah, what did he do?
He pushed her back in the river again.
I say. The question is about bathing suits.
Well, the bathing suits they're wearing today are sure skimpy. You would never get me in one of them.
Why, Miss McConnell, why? Are you too modest?
No, she's too fat. The question is, when is the bathing suit worn? Mr. Sheldon.
Yeah.
What do you go swimming in?
Water, you dumb cluck, water.
Mr. Sheldon, do you know your head is flat?
Yeah, I'll have to stop at the garage and get some gas.
Uh-oh, gas? Well, that might help. You've already got it on your stomach. Now, let's get on here.
I say, Mr. Sheldon, tell me.
Yeah.
Speaking of swimming, can you swim very far?
No. Two or three strokes, and I bump my head against the faucets.
Oh, late.
You know, my little nephew went swimming all day today in the hot sun.
Is he tan?
Going on 11.
Cut it out.
You know, I've always been afraid of the water. Yes, as far back as I can remember.
Why, did you almost drown?
No. You see, my mother used to make me drink the darn stuff.
Uh-huh. Please, what season of the year do we wear a bathing suit?
Say, tell me, Miss McConnell, would you wear a rented bathing suit?
Well, that depends on where the rent is.
Where the rent is.
Well, as Mr. McNaughton says, the bathing suits of today certainly are very, very skimpy.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to get a new bathing suit.
Why, what's the matter with the one you got?
There's a hole in the knee.
The hole in the knee? There's a hole in your head, too. Now, please answer the question.
You know, Mr. Hart, I was down at the beach last Sunday. I had a hard time, you know, trying to rent a bathing suit. Yes, the only one I could get was size 56.
Size 56? Wasn't that rather large?
I didn't mind. I shared it with an awfully nice chap.
Same thing.
let's listen to Ray Porter's Esquire's treatment of Zekiel Saw the Wheel.
Zekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Zekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Little wheel run by faith.
A big wheel run by the grace of God.
Wheel in the wheel.
Way in the middle of the air.
Zekiel saw the wheel. Zekiel saw the wheel.
Zekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the year. Zekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the year. Little wheel run by faith, the big wheel run by the grace of God. Wheel in the wheel way in the middle of the year.
Way in the middle of the year, way in the middle of the air. Zekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the year. Zekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the year. Little wheel run by faith and the big wheel run by the grace of God. Wheel in the wheel, way in the middle of the air. Zekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Zekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Little wheel run by faith, little wheel run by faith, little wheel run by faith, way in the middle of the air. Zekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Zekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air.
Zekiel saw the wheel
way up in the middle of the air.
Zekiel saw the wheel
way up in the middle of the air. Little wheel run by faith and the big wheel run by the grace of God. Wheel in the wheel way in the middle of the air. Zekiel saw the wheel, saw the wheel, saw the wheel, saw the wheel.
Way in the middle of the air, way in the middle of the air, way in the middle of the air.
Zekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air.
That was really fine. Well, now that we're convinced that Zekiel found the wheel, or saw it, rather, let's get on. Have we a contestant for this evening, Mr. Roberts?
Yes, we have, Mr. Howard, and I should like to present to you now Mr. Dave Goodman.
Ah. How do you do? How do you do, Mr. Goodman? And thank you a lot for coming up. It was nice of you. How do you feel, Mr. Goodman?
Oh, fine, Mr. Howard.
I'm glad to hear that. Where are you from, sir? That is your hometown.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans. That's fine. Long way from home.
New Orleans, Louisiana? Well, stuff my coat and call me Shoulders.
Shoulders.
I used to work in that town. Yeah, I was a comedian in a hospital.
Wait a minute. You were a comedian in a hospital?
Yeah, I kept the patients in stitches.
Don't let the inmates annoy you, Mr. Goodman. What do you work at? Would you care to tell us?
Well, I'm on a vacation, Mr. Howard.
You're on a vacation.
That's
well, that's
right,
nice work. The hours are easy. Are you married?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you are married. Fine.
Well, I'm married, you know, and in spite of 15 years of married life, I'm still in love.
You're still in love?
Mm-hmm. And if my wife ever finds it out, she'll kill me.
How long have you been married?
15 years.
15? I'm not talking to you. 15 years. How long did you say I was interrupted?
9 years, Mr. Howard.
Oh, congratulations. What did you do, when you are working? That is before your vacation.
Well, strange as it seems, Mr. Howard, I'm a radio announcer.
You're a radio announcer?
That's right.
Well, have you got any friends?
Well, I think I'll tell you, Mr. Howard, I think I'll let Mr. Roberts answer that.
Oh, well, he would answer. We're very glad. I thought there was something strange. I thought you had a sort of an unusual voice. I like the sound of it very much. We're very happy to have you with us, Mr. Goldman.
Yeah, we sure are. What's your first name, honey?
Dave.
Dave? That's a sweet. I like that name, Dave. That's a cute name. I just love that name, Dave. I don't know. It sounds so phony. You can just call me Battleship. I'm good on maneuvers.
Yes. Yes, but your rudder's full of barnacles.
Why don't you shut up, you old blowout patch?
Blowout patch?
Yeah, blowout patch.
Mr. Goodman, will you reach into Johnny's cap there and pick out a question for us, please? And will you read the question if you don't mind? Just take your time.
How many floors does a three-story house have?
Thank you. How many floors does a three-story house have?
Mr. Howard, Mr. House, is the house for rent?
I don't know.
Where is the house, Mr. Howard? My sister's looking for a house.
Yeah, well, who isn't? Why don't you tell us where the house is?
Look, I told you I didn't know.
Oh, you don't want to tell us. You want to rent it yourself.
Look, all I want to know is how many floors has a three-story house.
You know, Mr. Howard, I built a beautiful house in the country. Built it all by myself. You ought to see it.
Yeah, I did see it.
Yeah.
Well, you built it all wrong. You built the house upside down.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder I keep falling off the porch.
Well, me and my old man rented an apartment, and lately the landlord's been bothering me.
You mean he's squeezing you?
No, I wish he was. He just wants his rent.
I see.
Can you imagine the nerve?
Terrible,
well,
yeah.
You know, Mr. Hart, my landlady's having trouble with the electric light company.
Really? Who won?
Oh, it's a draw. They didn't get their money, and we didn't get any light.
That's very nice. Can we please get back to the question? How many floors has a three-story house? Now, can you answer that?
Can Lulu answer that about your sister?
My sister Kansas City lives in a four-story house.
Well, of course, that's another story.
Oh, never mind. Let's get on here. Mr. Sheldon, it's amazing how your head doesn't come up to a point.
Oh, it did, but I filed it down.
You filed it down. You didn't file enough off it.
Miss McConnell, tell me, do you have a large apartment?
Well, it's 30 by 18 by 20.
30 by 18 by 20?
Yep. If we don't get 30 by the 18th, we go out the 20th. But we like our little apartment. We have hot and cold running.
Hot and cold running what?
I don't know, but they're running.
Oh, John.
This is hot.
Yeah, it's the same August. Where's that duck coming from? One of them's walking out.
And now, Mr. Howard, I think it would be nice to listen to Harry Salter and his orchestra as they play one of the popular new tunes, Seems Like Old Times.
Having you to walk with seems like old times.
having you to talk with, and it's still a thrill just to have my arms around you. Still the thrill that it was the day I found you seems like old times. Dinner dates and flowers just like old times. Staying up for hours making dreams come true. Doing things we used to do. Seems like old times being here with you.
Our next guest of the evening, Mr. Howard, is Miss Margaret Redmond, and here she is.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Redmond? Good evening, Miss Redmond. Welcome to A Place Bigger. And how are you feeling this evening?
Oh, just fine.
That's good. Do you live in New York?
No, I'm not. I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, in Los Angeles.
Honey, are there any apartments out there to rent?
Never mind, please. Well, cut it out.
Well, a telephone booth would do.
A telephone booth. You couldn't get in a telephone booth.
Well, I could if there wasn't any
signs
on them.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
Why don't you give
them
a slump?
Ah, Mr. Sheldon, please, with the puns. Don't let them upset you, Miss Redmond. How do you happen to attend our broadcast tonight?
Well, I was visiting New York, and I decided to come.
Oh, you were visiting New York, and you knew about the program, did you?
Oh, yes, I listened to it in Los Angeles.
You listened to it out there. Well, that's great, but fine.
I'm awfully glad you came, Miss Redmond. Very charming lady, you know.
Okay.
Very bewitching, captivating, fascinating, hubba, hubba, hubba. Tell me, Miss Redmond, did you come alone?
That's none of your business.
You don't know my business.
I don't... Pay no attention to him, Miss Redmond. He's A-W-O-L.
What do you mean he's A-W-O-L?
After women or liquor. Now, let's get on. What do you work at, Miss Redmond, please?
Well, I'm again on a vacation.
Oh, you're on a vacation, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine. You and Mr. Goodman should get together this evening.
She's a very nice girl, isn't she, Mr. Howard?
Yes, yeah, she is.
You know, I have a nice girl now. Her name is Bottle.
Bottle.
I'll bet she's a corker.
I bet.
Boy, when she starts drinking, you can't stop her.
Please, Mr. Sheldon, please, will you stick your fingers in your ears and go bowling some night?
My old man used to go with a girl before he met me.
What was that?
I said that my old man used to go with a girl before he met me.
Pardon me?
She was the ugliest girl I ever saw.
Hush, Miss McConnell, you forget yourself.
What does he mean?
Never mind. Will you reach into Johnny's cap there, Miss Redmond, pick out a question for us? And will you read the question, please?
Surely.
Just take your time and read it right into the microphone.
What do farmers keep in a hen house?
Thank you. What do farmers keep in a hen house?
Did you say house, Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Is it for rent?
Oh, will you cut it out? Don't start that again. The question's about farming.
My old man used to have a farm. Did he have a bunch of cows?
Not bunch, herd.
Herd what?
Herd of cows.
Certainly a herd of cows.
I mean cow herd.
Cow herd what?
Never mind, forget it.
Oh, please, Mr. Howard, do tell us what the cow heard. I'm dying to know.
I'll tell you some other time.
Ah, cut it out, other time. You three Nitwits aggravate me.
What does that mean?
Aggravate, that's when you show a person how to do things.
That's demonstrate.
Oh, no, Mr. Howard, I beg to differ, old boy. Demonstrate is when you draw a picture for a magazine.
No, that's illustrate. Oh. The man who draws them is an illustrator.
You're wrong, Mr. Howard. An illustrator is one of those moving stairs.
That's escalator.
What are you talking about? An escalator is an animal found in the swamps of Florida.
Please. That's alligator. A hideous-looking animal with short legs, a long, wide body with bumps all over it, a big mouth that's always open.
Now we're back to Miss McConnell again.
Hey, step in here and give our charming guest $25.40 for her hard spending pleasure.
Yes, sir. And here it is, $25.40.
MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
On this farm he had some chicks.
E-I-E-I-O. With a chick-chick here and a chick-chick there. Here a chick, there a chick, everywhere a chick-chick. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. On this farm he had a pig. E-I-E-I-O.
An oink oink here and an oink oink there. Here an oink, there an oink, everywhere an oink oink.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. He had some D-U-C-K-S. Wada 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 farm. Quack quack here and a quack quack there. Here a quack there, quack everywhere. Quack quack oink oink here and a oink oink there. Here a chick, there a chick, everywhere a chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a farm. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a horse. E-I-E-I-O. With a nay nay here and a nay nay there. Here nay there nay everywhere nay nay. Quack quack here and a quack quack there. Here chick there chick everywhere chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a farm. On this farm he had a band. With a guitar here and a bass fiddle there.
Here, the bass fiddle there, nay nay here, the nay nay there, quack quack here, the quack quack there, here chick there, chick everywhere, chick chick.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Now you know MacDonald's farm.
E-I-E-I-O. Guitar here, the bass fiddle there, nay nay here, the
quack quack
there,
quack quack here, the quack quack there, chick chick here, the chick chick there.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm. Old MacDonald had a... Old MacDonald. Whoa, 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 my back.
Thank you.
For the record, that's all. Be with us again next week and hear it proven again by Tom Howard, Lulu McConnell, George Shelton, and Harry McNaughton that it pays to be ignorant. Roberts speaking. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.